So in Joyful Path of Good Fortune, Venerable Geshe-la says, it is said there are 80,000 types of obstacle or spirit that can destroy our vitality. He has also said in Joyful Path, it is said that spirits who want to harm us are more numerous than human beings. They can inflict mental suffering by destroying our positive states of mind. They can disturb our mind. They can inflict disease and discomfort. They can interfere with the virtuous actions we wish to perform. They can prevent our wishes from being fulfilled. They can interfere with our Dharma practice. They can cause disharmony and unhappiness in our relationships with others. Did you hear anything that's happening to you in that list? So, Venerable Geshe-la teaches us about inner obstructing demons and outer demons. So inner obstructing demons, which are the main demon, because we love all living beings. Inner obstructing demons are our own delusions, principally our self-grasping ignorance, our attachment, our anger. These are obstructing demons. So these are the worst. We channel all our energy against the demons of delusions, because all living beings are our kind mothers. There are different types of outer demon which obstruct living beings from doing good things. Basically, evil spirits. Many people don't believe in spirits. But Venerable Geshe-la says, we believe, we have correct reasons why spirits exist. Some people don't believe in spirits because they believe that any living being that exists, they can see. Well, that's not true. So we need to clarify. So this is some clarification from Venerable Geshe-la. I myself am a logician. Beautiful. May we become logicians also. I myself am a logician. I don't believe in anything without correct reasons. I do believe in spirits because I have correct reasons. I find correct reasons through Dharma. Spirits, non-spirits, human beings, living beings, are mere imputation imputed upon their body and mind. So spirits, non-spirits, humans, are imputation imputed on their body and mind. Those who don't believe in spirits don't understand living beings' bodies. There are so many different types of living beings' bodies. Gross bodies, subtle bodies, very subtle bodies. Even gross body has many different types. The body of living beings can be forms, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile objects. It can be earth, water, fire, wind. It can be emptiness. For example, Buddha's truth body, the Dharmakaya, is the nature of emptiness. I know very well these kind of things. People who are not believing in spirits are not believing because they are thinking, if spirits exist, then I can see them. But this is incorrect. There are so many different bodies, many most of which we can't see. Many bodies have no shape, no color. Even mind alone can be a living being's body. Then Venerable Geshe-la explained, I understand through sutra teachings in general, and especially through tantric teachings. For example, in the second moment of our death, we become a bardo being. So our mind leaves this body, we become a bardo being. This means, Geshe-la says, we've become a spirit. Our previous life has ceased, our next rebirth is not developed. This being in between is a bardo being, spirit. Its body is imputed upon a body which is the nature of wind element. So Venerable Geshe-la has given long explanations on the different bodies that living beings can have. But our conclusion here is that we believe in spirits, our guru believes in spirits. I have good reasons. There are some that are evil spirits, some that are good spirits, virtuous. This means some spirits try to harm, others try to help. So, spirits are mentioned a lot in the praises to Tara. And I felt it was helpful to just understand that there are many different influences operating in our life. Beneficial influences, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, non-beneficial influences, our delusions, negative karma, and different types of being we can't see. So if we rely on Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, all obstacles, outer and inner, will be dispelled through following the liberating path. And we wish to lead all these living beings in whatever form, whatever their behavior. Each living being is suffering, an object of our compassion. We wish to lead them through our guru's example and methods and blessings to the liberating path. So I'm just saying these things because spirits are mentioned often in these praises. So we need to improve our understanding.